Well, champ, how you feeling?
I feel okay. Ready to play.
It's Raider week. Does that get you more excited than other weeks, perhaps?
Division opponent. That gets me more excited. But, you know, it's a game we got to win. We know what's at stake here. Because down the road, this is a game that we're going to look back and wish we would have took care of business if we don't.
When you don't know who the quarterback is, does it affect your preparation when you're not sure who it's going to be?
Not really, because they're going to do what they do. And whoever's in there, we just got to be ready for what the Raiders do. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
I think back the last couple of times they've come in here and they've left on the long end.
Yeah, trust me. We know it's been mentioned, and they play well on the road, especially against division opponents. So we just got to be ready because we always get their best shot here.
You got size and speed in that receiving core. What's that matchup like for you?
Well, it's what they've always had. You know, a lot of size, a lot of speed. I mean, it's the Raiders, and that's what they build their offense on. And you know, we just got to be ready to get down the field because they do throw it up in the air.
Have you ever heard some guys say that people thinking about all the controversy over the hits and stuff? We could see some missed tackles this week. Guys are going to be unsure. You buy that at all?
I don't know. I think it's a personal issue among everybody because everybody's going to approach it different. And I know a lot of guys are going to be thinking about that guy coming across the middle and how he's going to hit him. You're going to take away a little bit from the game, but you know, it is what it is. We got to adjust one way or the other.
Yeah, Josh, they showed you all the video. Did that have any impact at all, you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nothing that we didn't know. You know, I think it's good for some people who hadn't been here, been in the league for a while, to see that, to kind of refresh your memory for the older guys. But, you know, it's nothing that I didn't know already.
Champ, it doesn't look like Gradkowski will be an option, but Bowler and Campbell, and much difference between the two of them from what you recall?
Well, they both got big arms, so we know that the Raiders love to throw downfield, so they got capable guys of doing it, and we just got to be ready for whoever they put back there.
When getting ready for the Raiders, is it one of those where you're like, dang, I know I'm going to be running down the field on a lot more, covering a lot more go routes, so does that affect your thinking at all?
Not really. You know, it is what it is. You see it on tape, you prepare for it, and just get ready to go. I mean, anybody can throw the ball down the field. They just don't do it as much as the Raiders.
Champ, usually early in the game they might try to test you once or twice, and then second half on, it seems like they're all about going after Parrish. How do you think he's held up to that? And
he's been improving every week, and I think at this point in his career, that's really all you can ask for him. He's getting better and better every week. Every play, you know, he's concentrating more. I just think his growth process will be seen towards the end of the year, and you'll see how much he's growing.
What has he got going for himself as a cornerback?
Well, obviously, it's physical ability. I mean, his size, his strength, and he's very confident. So I don't think he's lacking anything. It's just that experience factor.
A couple years ago, everybody's talking about Osmo as the best corner in the league, or one of the best with you in that conversation. Revis has maybe stolen some of that thunder. Mm-hmm. Has Osmo fallen off a little, or is he still right up there?
No, the only thing about him is he doesn't have all the numbers, but he plays great. You know, he covers well, tackles well. I mean, the guy does everything good, so it's just one of those things where he's not getting 7-8 picks a year. It's just not happening for him like that. Some guys do, some don't. You know, numbers can be overwhelming or misleading sometimes.